Blog Talk Radio.
This is Billy Miller, and you're listening to Stardish Radio.
Hey, I'm Eden Regal on Stardish. Thank you so much for listening.
This is Jill Larson on Stardish Radio. Tune in and stay tuned. You never know who will drop by.
Good evening, everyone. Today is June 6, 2008, and you are listening to Stardish Radio on the Blog Talk Network. I'm your host, Joanne. Everyone, please don't forget to go rate the show once the show is finished. I want to thank everyone for tuning in at this special time of 9 p.m., as we are here tonight at this special time for one very special lady. Stardish Radio welcomes with much excitement Emmy Award-winning actress, talk show host, designer, and author, Miss Linda Dano.
You are. Hi, girls.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, my gosh. I have goosebumps. Welcome to Stardish.
You're very sweet. I know all about you guys.
You do?
I do. I have friends who have been on the air with you, which is wonderful. Jill Larson, for one.
Oh, I love her. She was fantastic.
I love her, too. We're doing a little webisode. We'll have to come back on after we get it all put into a can and sell it, and we'll talk about it.
Absolutely. That's with Julia Barr also, correct?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yes,
and also Michael E. Knight is going to be in it, and David Canary will be in it.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, you're just getting me all hot and flustered now there, Linda.
I am.
Well, let me just say, it is such an honor to have you here. I'm excited beyond words.
Well, that's very sweet. Thank you so much.
Oh, no problem. It's so deserving. You're a woman who wears so many hats between acting, designing, the charity work. You're a spokesperson. What is the drive behind Linda Dano?
I don't know. I think it all started with being very grateful. A lot of the things I do come out of that. I've had a really wonderful ride. You know, I've always been working. I haven't struggled for 30 years, and I leave myself open to things that I care about and that I want to talk about. I'm very outspoken that way. And I think it's because it takes too much work to make stuff up. I think you have to be who you are, and when people know that about you, they are who they are, and somehow there's a connect. I always feel that with people who watch us in daytime drama, and I feel it when I go out and talk about depression, or when my father was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. There's something about sharing that always has mattered to me, and there somehow it's like not being alone. You know that thing where you're alone, and you feel no one else. You can't talk to anyone, and no one knows how you feel. But you know what? We all feel the same. If we just talk about it, it somehow helps.
Absolutely, absolutely, and you. You have been such an inspiration to many people, and you work with support partners.
I do.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
It's a campaign that started after Frank had died, and I was really in a bad place. I had gone down into a very dark hole. And when you think of the word depression, you certainly don't think of Linda Dano. It was shocking to even me when they diagnosed me with clinical depression. I fought them, and I said, no, you don't understand. I'm suffering the greatest loss of my life, and then my mother died 9 days later, and, you know, that's all it is, a mourning. And they said, no, it's gone into something else. And when I did Tony Danza's show, and I talked a little bit about Frank, Tony and I are old friends, and he wanted to know how I was doing. It was, oh, God, it was such a struggle for me. And after the interview ended, I had gotten thousands of emails from people sharing their stories, their concern for me, what was going on in their life. It was the most unbelievable thing, and I realized, oh, my God, the world is in trouble. We're in trouble here. And I, at that point, when Eli Lilly called me and asked me to do a campaign called Support Partners, which was what I was really doing, I had three girlfriends who just wouldn't leave me alone. They were there, they called, they came over, they walked the boys for me, my dogs.
Right.
They would bring me food, they would take me out, even when I didn't want to go. And they let me be myself. They let me cry, they let me talk about it.
Right.
And they were such a help, and that was the campaign that Eli Lilly was now going to mount. And they wanted me to be the spokesperson. And when they came to me, I said, I can't talk about this. This is too hard for me. All I'll do is cry. And they said, no, we want you because of that reason, because you're there. You know what it's like. You know
right.
when you talk, you're talking as someone who is suffering from it. And to this day, I suffer with depression. I'm still battling it, and I now know after 4 years that it's something I will live with for the rest of my life, but I will live with it. It won't own me. So I
right.
am so, so much better.
Right.
And that's the message.
Perfect.
Yeah,
right.
that's the message. And it's been and I said almost from the beginning, I wondered, and I'm very much believe in God and that my husband and I will see each other again. And I thought maybe this is what God's plan was, that he would take my Frank from me, and so
right.
I would know the pain and the depression and the awful emptiness, and
right.
and so I could talk to others. And I really believe that's why he did it and why I had to go through it. So I think
mm-hmm.
it's probably the greatest work I've ever done. Of all the stuff I've ever done, it's the thing I'm the most proud of.
Right. Well, you know, I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason.
Me too.
And
yeah.
you're just someone that was put in that position because you
right.
have a great voice.
Oh, well,
you know
I do know this, that in the years that we've been doing Support Partners, we have helped, oh, my goodness, thousands and thousands and thousands of people. And
mm-hmm.
it's so is good for me to know that, and it makes all of this the reason for it for me, and
right.
And it's helped me to get better. It,
right.
it helps me to be stronger, which is
right.
what I needed to do. Because when you go through a loss like this, or
right.
anything, you know, depression
right.
is a very interesting animal. It's a
right.
it's an insidious beast, and it can come on you, and you don't even know why. Mine's pretty easy to figure out why, but there are people who suddenly find themselves depressed, and they don't know why. There's no
mm-hmm.
actual reason that they can kind of pinpoint. And they need to take care of it. They need to get to a doctor. They need to reach out. They need to say it. I'm a
mm-hmm.
big believer. When you say it, you own it. And when you own it, you do something about it.
You're absolutely right. And I feel you there because I also suffer from it. And so when I was
you?
Reading up, well,
yeah.
yeah. I mean, I had my own reasons and not to get into me or anything, but I totally get where you're coming from, you
right.
know, and,
right.
and it really, really helps.
And I think it helps when we talk about it, all of us,
mm-hmm.
everyone who has struggled with it, because then there's an understanding and there's a compassion and there's a kind of, okay, I don't have to pretend all the time.
Right.
Right. right. So I am the first one to say when it hits you, and you reach out, you speak to someone, you tell people, you talk, and then you get yourself to a doctor. Because I know, because I have been with researchers and doctors for the last 4 years, and there is so much new stuff that can help. There are programs, there are people like me babbling away about what to do. there's stuff going on. You do not have to live a life
right.
that is a lie. You don't.
Right. Oh, absolutely. Well, I'm very proud of you for that. And thank you. Because you're a voice for me, too, so I just have to say that.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And you for me, when you said to me, you suffer from this. This is a struggle.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
also says to me, oh, my God, I'm not crazy here. This is a real illness. And that's what people need to know. If I said to you, oh, you have diabetes, have you been to a doctor? And if you said to me, oh, no, I haven't been. I would probably have to hit you in the face.
Exactly.
What do you mean? Why haven't you been to a doctor? Well, depression
right.
is an illness.
It is.
If you have it, you need to see and seek out people that can help you. And a doctor
right.
can do that.
And it affects all ages. It's not
oh, gosh,
just
yeah.
any one shape or form.
Oh,
person,
God. Everybody.
You know?
Every color, every monetary mm-hmm. place that people are in. It doesn't matter. It has no perfect group it attacks. It attacks everybody.
Exactly. Right.
And in the world that we live, which is so tough, oh God, it almost wants you. You almost want to not watch the news anymore because
this
it's
is true.
So dark.
Yes.
You
it
think,
is.
Oh my God. That's why I watch Sunday Morning with Charles Corral. Well, it used to be Charles Corral. Now it's Charles Osgood. And it's so wonderful. It's at 9 a.m. on Sunday Morning, Channel 2, CBS.
CBS.
And it's so positive. I love that show because it goes for the best that we are, not the worst.
Right. Well, I applaud you.
Thank you.
Let's get into this fantastic wine you got coming out.
Oh, isn't this fun? You know what happened? After Frank died, I said to Vivian, who has been with me forever, like 18 years
wonderful
now.
Wonderful lady.
Wonderful lady. And she's probably listening right now. She knows I'm saying this about her.
Yes,
anyway,
she told me, yes.
I said to her, I can't do the same things I did when Frank was alive, because Frank was so connected. We've always joked, Vivian and I, that we didn't really work for me, we worked for Frank, because
right.
he was involved in everything I did. And when he left this earth, it not only did I lose my best friend and my loving husband and my business partner, I left the creative part of my business. I'm creative and he was creative and we could bounce things back and forth. And suddenly the rudder of my little boat was gone.
Right.
And boy, it really knocked me for a loop. And I said to Vivian, it's too hard for me to do stuff that I did when Frank was alive because he was always so part of all of it. So when QVC said, are you going to come back? We want you to come back and do fashion accessories. I said, I can't. I just can't do it. And they said, how about home? Because, you know, I'm a designer, so I do homes for people. I do apartments. I did Barbara Walters' office and Joy Behar's apartment and, oh, and God, so many others. My darling sister-in-law, Vera, I did her house. And I do that, and I love it. And I said, okay, I could do home accessories. I love that.
Right.
So we've been working very hard, Vivian and I, to put together the right accessories, stuff that you can't find in the marketplace because, you know, the marketplace kind of takes on a life of its own. If it's all very dark espresso furniture, that's all you see.
Right.
And I wanted to do a much more traditional and easy to afford and stuff that you could put in any kind of a home. If it's casual, if it's modern, if it's Asian, warmth is done by accessories. A great look is done with accessories, not the basics. So if you have a basic house and you don't know what the hell to do with it, that's where I come in. And when I go on QVC, I'm sort of the cheap decorator for the day. I talk about all sorts of ideas and tips that I throw out there. And I really want to help you. And I bring things that can give you that kind of style, whatever your style is, it doesn't really matter, because it'll all fit in and give you a kind of warmth and personality. And then I put on my own website, which is, you know, simplylindadano.com, the paint colors that I choose and what to use with this or what to use with that. So I really try to give you that whole picture. It's been great fun. I'm going to be on Friday, the June 6th at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I'm hoping everyone will tune in. And I know it's tough right now. I know we're having troubles with our gasoline. It kills me when I have to fill up Frank's car. Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
So
right.
much
so
money.
This concept for the challenging the housing market with the new ideas, it's really fabulous considering what everybody
because
is going
because it's sort about. Of like staging your own house. Very often I think what happens is that people have a home. They got very excited when they first bought it. They loved it. They did some work. And then somehow life takes over and you kind of stop. And what staging is to kind of reinvent that house in a very inexpensive way. Paint is your best friend. And I sort of talk about that. And then I say, okay, now do this. And then, of course, organization. You know, most families have children, and there's somehow, some way, you promised your husband, and he promised you that children's toys would never be anywhere but in their room, and somehow they're everywhere. and they don't know what to do about it. But that's why I come to QVC with things that you can store things in that look great, that look like a living room instead of a playroom.
Mm-hmm.
And that for those of those listening right now or on the internet, they have a home, they don't know what to do, they can't sell it, they're holding on, you can reinvent it. And that's really, you know, it's so interesting. I watch a lot of these shows on television, these, you know, these home improvement shows. And as soon as they come in and do these houses, these people look at this house and go, oh, my God. Oh, my God. Why am I leaving this?
Exactly.
Because it looks so great. You know, I have found that it's not really we need bigger houses. We don't. We just have too much stuff we don't need. And we don't know what to do with it. So we just keep it instead of going through it, organizing it, get rid of it. I was at a friend's house last weekend helping her with her front porch, you know, setting it up with furniture and plants and pots. And it was great fun. And she has a greenhouse at the backside of her house. Do you know she has a stroller in her greenhouse? I said, what is this doing in here? And her son is 7. I said, why is it here? She said, I don't know. I said, okay, we need to give this to a family who needs a stroller.
Mm-hmm.
We need to pack all this stuff up and get rid of it. And so, but that's what we all do. We need to teach our children to put together their stuff that they no longer play with, that are too young for them, when they now maybe they're 7 or 8, and so they have got all these still baby toys there. Pack them up and take them to a church.
Exactly.
And give them to a church and let them feel the joy of giving.
Mm-hmm.
Teach them early to do that.
Yes.
It's such a wonderful thing.
It is, and I'm guilty of it. I mean, I do
it
with my children. I am, and once I see it just starting to overflow.
Right.
I mean, my oldest is 15 now, but when he was small, we used to do it. And my 7-year-old now, it's like, okay, Tyler, let's go look through these things and see what you don't play with, because you don't need all these things.
No, they don't. They don't play with them. They just take up space. And it's the same thing I talk about in the columns with Soap Opera Digest.
Mm-hmm.
The clothes you don't wear, how many of us keep clothes in a closet that's packed that don't fit us?
Well, one day I'll fit into that dress again.
Exactly.
Everybody
Get
has it.
Get it in boxes. Put those boxes in a basement or an attic or store them under the bed. I don't care what you do with them.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't part with them because you think maybe, then store them. But get them out for two reasons. You keep them in your closet, all they do is depress you. You can't fit into them.
Mm-hmm.
And they take up all that room. You know, we really need very little room. I'm going to, in the next 6 months, 8 months, I will have an online catalog of all kinds of things that I'm very excited about that will sell more home accessories, but it will also sell personal accessories.
Okay.
And I'm going to go back into a little bit of fashion, and so I'm very excited about that, because I think that what happens in our society, it's like now if you go into stores, a lot of us go into stores, and clothing right now looks inexpensive, and it's not. It's not, it doesn't look made well. It's fabrics that aren't great, and the great stuff is so expensive. So I think the simpler, the easier, the cleaner, I think it's easier to decorate it, embellish it, and have it last a long time.
You're absolutely right about that. I was looking on QVC today, and I was looking at the pictures of the collection, and I fell in love with the, because I'm such an unorganized person, self-proclaimed, the houndstooth nesting
Isn't
trunk
that great?
The storage trunks. Those are fabulous.
And it comes, inside of it is another trunk, a little trunk.
Yes.
great. And then I have an ottoman coming on Friday that you can put things in, and then the top, if you're not sitting on it or putting something on it, you can turn it over and it becomes a tray. You can put a bottle of wine and a couple of glasses. Great.
And then the chocolate blues throw and the pillow.
Oh, do you like Yes.
But wait a minute. There's no pictures of them on the website.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That.
You're going to have to wait till Friday. Well, actually, you
can go on to the website,
I think, 24 hours before Friday.
Oh, okay.
I think that can happen. Okay. I think so. Well, and you can call in when you, if you're watching, you can call in and ask me for free advice. You can also email me at lindadano.com if you've got a real major problem. Call, email me, and I will answer you, I promise.
I have all those links up on both of my sites. I have all of your links, your websites, your QVC, your support partners on my blog talk page, and I have them on my MySpace page my own personal blog. So everyone will be aware.
I do blogs, too, on home design at QVC.com.
I have that up there, too.
Do you have that on? Yeah, I do those regularly. And those are interesting to because those are me telling you ideas. And a lot of the things that people feel about their home, they believe they're incapable of it. They feel overwhelmed. They don't know what to do. And I'm here to tell you it's not as hard as you would think. It's really not.
Well, you'll definitely be hearing from me, Miss Linda.
Oh,
I need some help.
I hope so. That would be lovely. I would like that.
Okay. Are you ready to take a call?
I'd love to take a call.
I have a gentleman on the phone named Brandon who is your biggest fan.
Really?
Yes, he is. So I'm going to bring him on.
Okay.
Brandon, you're on the phone with Miss Linda Dano.
Hey, Joanne. How you doing?
I'm fine, sweetie.
Hey, Linda. How are you? My name
Hi,
is Hi,
Brandon. I'm well. How are you?
I am fantastic, and it is such a thrill to talk to you. I am your biggest fan in the world.
Oh.
I know you get that all the time, but I'm telling you, seriously, I am such a freak. I have your, this is not a joke. I have your Emmy speech on my iPod.
Oh,
I have several of your QVC appearances on my iPod. I have.
Do you?
I do, and you know what? It's such a when I'm having kind of a down day, it's such a little pick me up to kind of turn you on and just listen to you. You have a great voice.
Oh, bless
you
your heart, honey.
You have a yourself, the way you carry yourself. And
thank you, Brendan. Where do you live, Brendan?
I live in Texas, Austin, Texas.
Austin? Oh, my husband loved Austin, Texas. I've never been to Austin.
The summers are miserable, but the rest of the time is just...
Too hot, huh? Yeah.
The rest of the year is worth the summer, believe me.
Oh, but that's so sweet. What a nice person you are to say all those nice things to me. That's really dear.
I'm going to try to be quick because I know a lot of people want to talk to you. But I have a couple of comments and then I have a question if I could.
Please, yes, tell me.
Okay, the first thing I want to tell you is I bought from your last show, I bought that calendar clock.
You did?
Yes.
Do you love it?
Oh, it's so fantastic. My boyfriend and I met 3 years ago, May 14th, 2005.
Right.
So
is that the date you have on it?
Yes, for our anniversary last month, I bought that.
Oh, I love that you bought that. Do you know, I have mine here. I'm walking towards it now. I have it here, and you know what my date is? Well, they changed it. Oh, see, I had a birthday celebration on the 12th of May. But before that, I had it at the date where Frank and I met in Chicago. That was the date. So, and you know what I said on air, as you obviously know, that when I walk by it and I see that date, something happens inside my body.
Yes, exactly.
It's a great memory.
And it's also a great conversation piece. You know,
it is. Oh, I'm so thrilled you like it.
People walk in and say, well, what does that mean? And then, you have kind of instant conversation developed
out of a
little thing. It's a little thing, but
you know what? It's a perfect copy of an English calendar clock.
And see, I had never seen anything like
that. No, I know. In this country, we don't see them. Right.
I saw it on your show, and I thought that is a perfect gift.
Brandon, I love that you have that. That's great.
Thank you very much for creating that.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. I'm pleased as hell that you love it.
Another thing I want to tell you is that I'm an avid cook.
Are you?
Yes. My boyfriend's favorite dish that I make is actually your meatballs.
Aren't they the best? With the Marsala wine. We have to give credit to Mamie. It's not really mine. It belongs to Mamie, Frank's mother. That's who created that with the Marsala wine. Makes all the difference in the world.
I saw you make them on Regis and Kathy Lee years ago.
Yes.
I jotted it down, and I altered the recipe a little bit, but they are the best.
They are the best. You're using a lot of eggs, aren't you?
Actually, I'm not.
You got to use more eggs, Brandon. The eggs are what make them so tender.
I like mine a little drier, so we just use one egg.
Oh, no. What? No, try three. For me, try three.
Okay.
You listen to her, Brandon.
And instead of all the breadcrumbs, I use half breadcrumbs and half cornflake crumbs.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, that's okay. It's just you got to put more eggs in it.
A little bit.
Okay.
But they are fantastic.
Thank you.
Okay, I got time for one more question, Brandon.
Okay, I want to ask you a soap question if I could.
Okay.
I know you're not really on here to talk about soaps, and you're not really...
That's all right.
You're not really in the soap world anymore, but I want to ask you about a woman whose name... When you mention her name, it kind of brings up an instant reaction, lover or hater, and that's Jill Ferenfeld.
Oh, I love her.
You had great luck with her on
I love her. Yeah, she's a good friend of mine.
And I'm just wondering what it was like working with her.
Oh, I loved her. She's the best producer I ever worked for.
And I'm just wondering what it was like working with her, your experiences, if you could.
Oh, she's incredibly brilliant. She can set a scene, create a mood like no other producer I ever worked for. She has a real feel for connecting certain characters that work. She's just gifted. She's always been gifted. And it was a great honor to work for her. And I speak to her often, even now that I'm not doing daytime, because she and I became fast friends.
Yeah.
So I will tell her you asked for her. She'll be very pleased by that.
Listen, I'm a writer myself, and I've been a fan of hers for Santa Barbara Day.
Well, you have very good taste, Brandon. You like me, and you like her. What more could you want?
you can always tell whenever she's taken over a show, you can feel it instantly.
Oh, my God, you can see it. Can't you feel it? Oh, absolutely.
It seems like
absolutely.
The acting is a little more intense.
She's
the
only producer I ever knew that could make something out of nothing. And I really mean that. She's brilliant. She's really brilliant. GH is very lucky to have her.
Absolutely, and
yeah.
That show's on fire right now.
Oh, my God. Is it ever?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
all right, Brandon.
It was great thrill talking to you. Thank you very much for...
Thank you, Brandon. You made my night. I love it. Thanks,
thank
honey. Okay.
Thanks, Joanne.
Night, Brandon. Yeah, he couldn't wait for you to call in.
Oh, isn't that sweet? You know, that's so sweet. Oh, love it. Love it.
Okay.
I really do.
Well, we have 2 minutes left, Linda.
Oh, I know.
It went by so fast. I know.
I know.
Have that. When you, Julia, and Jill get the webisode
can
ready,
we come
we're
on?
Getting far. We'll give you 2 hours if you want.
Excellent.
I mean, as long as you want. There's no time constraint.
I'm going to see Jill and Julia tomorrow because we're doing a wardrobe fitting here at my apartment.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, for our
love
little
it.
Webisode. So I will let them both know that you said that. And then I will also let you know when I do my online catalog.
Definitely.
And let everyone know that I'm doing that. And you're a pleasure. You're absolutely a pleasure. Thank you,
you
so,
fantastic.
So much.
I was wondering if I would be able to ask you to do a tiny little promo for Stardish.
Absolutely.
Before you hung up.
Absolutely.
Just say, hi, this is Linda Dano, and I'm on Stardish Radio. Thank you for listening. Something like that.
Okay. You want me to do it
right
now?
Ahead. Right
okay.
Now. You're all set.
All right, here we go.
Got
it. Hi. Oh, wait, let me do it again. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Linda Dano, and I am on Stardish. Now, what else did you want me to say?
I'm going to say hi. This is Linda Dano.
Right.
I'm on Stardish Radio.
Radio.
Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening. Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Hi, I'm Linda Dano, and I'm on Stardish Radio. Thanks for listening.
Wonderful. I can't tell you how honored I am that you joined us tonight.
You're very sweet,
Joanna. And
thank
definitely
you so
let me know when you're ready. And
I will.
The floor
I
is
promise
yours.
You. I'll let Vivian know, okay?
All right. Wonderful, Linda. Have a great
thanks,
night.
Darling. You too.
Okay.
Thank you so
good
much.
Night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, and everybody that's still listening out there, I know it went by too fast, but she's coming back. You heard her. She'll be back with Jill Larson and Julia Barr and some others to talk about her new webisodes. So don't go nowhere for very long because at 10 p.m. we are going to have Kent King and Manai Noji on from General Hospital to talk about their Girls Night Out event. And tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Katie McClain will join Stardish. Everybody, thank you for listening. Sorry for those that we didn't get to pick you up. It did go by really, really fast, but we'll catch you next time. Everybody, good night.